Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Steve Witkoff, who is President Donald J. Trump's special envoy to Russia about the Ukraine conflict, and I believe to Israel regarding the Palestine situation. So he is about the worst envoy Trump could have appointed. And we know that Trump has made some horrendously stupid appointments. Trump is a fundamentally thick person who can't read an adult level. I know there's some people who are severely dyslexic who have other cognitive abilities, but Trump doesn't have enhanced cognitive faculties. You can tell this. He started out inheriting hundreds of millions of dollars in the early 70s and managed to go bankrupt four times. So he is the biggest loser. He's managed to fail his way upwards. He's an absolute ignoramus. So he appoints a man cut from the same cloth, Witkoff, another New York real estate developer. Witkoff, the so-called expert on Ukraine, who's never even been to Ukraine, I've only been there once, who couldn't even name the five regions that Russia's illegally occupying in whole or in part. So this special envoy, and he seems to regard it as a property deal, but, you know, that the armed robbery ought to be rewarded. He wants to make crime pay. So anyway, and he's already suggested that Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia and Crimea really are Russian. He's said that he validates these referenda, which are flagrantly rigged under Russia. And there are no fair elections, no free media in Russia. It begs the question, is this stupidity or is this treason? The question Pavel Milyukov asked in the Duma in 1916 needs to be asked again. Is he that dim? I think his idiocy excuses him to a certain extent, but he's being a willful idiot. Anyone who knows the first thing about Russia would know that these elections and referenda are flagrantly fraudulent. And why on earth would 85% of people in Ukraine vote for independence in 1991, but the majority of these regions vote for vote to be part of Putin's tyranny some 30-odd years later? It's preposterous. It's clearly not the case. And you look at the elections in these regions when they were free. And yes, there were some votes for the pro-Moscow parties, but it was nothing like 98%, as Russia would have us believe. And you know, because anyone who campaigns for democracy and independence is a Nazi, according to Putin, and he's the one who's running a genuinely Nazi regime, and so forth. So they're completely illegitimate. The illegal occupying army would hold these elections. But even if every single person in the illegally occupied territories voted to join Russia, that would not legally make it part of Russia. Only Ukraine can choose to cede this. And Ukraine is not obliged to, even if everybody in a certain region wants to join Russia, and so forth. So Witkoff goes out of his way to say, to kowtow to Putin, said he liked him, considered him honest and smart. Honest has to be the stupidest thing anyone has ever called Putin. Nobody believes Putin's honest. He's not remotely honest. As for smart, there is a certain evil genius to him. But, you know, people can give you a list as long as your arm of the blatant lies. Putin says that there is no war in Ukraine, that Russia did not invade Ukraine, that there's a Nazi regime in Kiev and so forth, that Russia was posing no threat to Ukraine whatsoever in February 2022, and. So that he had these ceasefires, which were not ceasefires at all. Wow. It is staggering and revolting that he should say this. So he is really, really astonishingly dim if he believes that. Someone who's committed countless atrocities in Russia and abroad, the apartment block bombings, large-scale massacres in Chechnya, the industrial-scale use of torture, holding political prisoners by the thousand, the kidnapping of over 20,000 Ukrainian children, which is proved chapter and verse, which is an absolute slam dunk, got him banged to rights. His own words condemn him, documents published by the Russian government and so forth. Wow. So anyway, there's a clear conflict of interest here because Witkoff has business partners with some of people who work for Leonid Blavatnik, a pro-Putin Russian oligarch. So he wants a peace deal partial to Russia because he's going to make money out of it. He's got no diplomatic experience or credential. So he's got no relevant qualifications. He says, okay, he wants to end the conflict, but it won't because he would give away Ukraine's defenses. And all the concessions need to be made by Ukraine and none by Russia. Russia's the aggressor. There he is victim blaming and so forth. Now, it's true that we can't get the peace deal we'd really like because of the power dynamics, that Russia is mightier than Ukraine. But might is not right. It doesn't prove who's right. Winning a war only proves who's left, who's still surviving. So he's clearly a paid Russian agent. And, you know, his speeches really might as well be a press release by the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And that phone call that was leaked, the transcript showed him counseling the Kremlin on how to sway President Trump. He was taking Putin's side. He's being helpful to a country who's extremely hostile to the United States, has carried out all these cyber hacks and so on. So he's not remotely neutral to try and make sure that the Trump is persuaded not to give the Ukrainians the missiles they so desperately need. And the way there's going to be peace is if Russia is forced to make peace because Ukraine is strong enough to defend itself, to push them back and so on. So he legitimizes these big lies about Ukraine, these bellicose lies, this crime against humanity, this crime against peace, conspiracy to commit a war of aggression, and indeed actually waging a war of aggression. So he's blatantly biased. It is just nauseating that he's been put in such a position. Now, this has been leaked. Why? But people want to undermine the deal because they're worried that Trump's going to offer them Ukraine is this binary choice. And he said it himself, you either accept this terrible deal or we cut off all aid. Now, the Ukrainians are not getting that much military aid from the United States anyway since Trump took over. The intelligence sharing is important. That might be cut off too. And Trump did that briefly a few months ago. The other one is, what if the United States lifts sanctions on Russia just when they're beginning to bite? That really would be a headache for Ukraine. So Ukraine to retreat is at 10 or 20 kilometers and give up their defenses that Russia can't break through, their anti-tank trenches, their minefields and so on. So no, this has shades of the Sudetenland in 1938. Giving away your defenses would then make an invasion much, much easier. So Ukraine, if it's faced with that stark choice, I think they should say no. European countries already providing more weaponry in 2025, but to make up for the shortfall in the United States is not sufficient. They could provide even more, but is there the will to do so? That's doubtful. And unfortunately, there are people undermining solidarity, like Orban Viktor, the Prime Minister of Hungary, going to Moscow again to meet Putin, which is, of course, absolutely appalling. Of course I want peace. I would like peace now. But the fact there isn't peace is entirely the fault of Russia and not remotely the fault of Ukraine. Russia's invaded Ukraine. That's it. They don't like the Ukrainian government. Tough. Regime change is not a ground for an invasion, as Russia would often tell you regarding Iraq and other countries. They had no United Nations resolution authorizing to do so, condemned even by the General Assembly. So it is a crime that Russia's committing every single day. The Ukrainians are fighting legally. The Russians are fighting illegally. They have absolutely no right to dictate the internal affairs of Ukraine. Ukraine is an absolutely independent country, has the unfettered right to determine its own foreign and security policy, to apply to join NATO and so forth. And he's on their side. He's a traitor. He's acting on behalf of Russia, not the behalf of the United States. You know, Russia, which commits so many cyber attacks against the United States, and has committed murder against American allies, British citizens in the United Kingdom, and so on. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.